Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the seventh day of Iyar Tovshin Pei Dalad, Masech Tesota Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Hey. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Tzchus Tola B'Maimorim. He says that no merit is going to help a woman who's a Sota, who is guilty from the bitter waters. Vima to Omer, and if you say that it will help, Hazchus Tola B'Maimorim, if you hold like the Chachamim, that this chus will suspend any punishment of those waters. Madhe atayis hamayim, then you are weakening the power of the waters, and you are belittling the seriousness. Bifnei kol anoshim ashoses, for all other women that became tamei, that will think, that will drink it, and they'll think, oh, nothing's going to happen to us, just like it had happened to the other woman. And not only that, umoitzi atoshemra ala tahereth sheshosu, you will put a bad name for the people, the women who are innocent of any infidelity, of any adultery, who have drunk the waters. People are going to say about them, she'omrim, ah, tameisain, they committed adultery. Why didn't the waters have any effect? Elisha tolsalanschus, because they must have some merit that helped, that protected them. And that's what people are going to say. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds, schus, no merit is going to help a woman if she was really guilty. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Yudanossi says, on the other hand, Hazchus toila b'maim hamorim. He says, yes, that a schus, a merit, will suspend the effects of the waters. And if she had a worthy enough schus, it'll suspend any punishment. But ve'ena yoledes, ve'ena mashpachas. She will not be promised the reward of having children, v'nixa v'nizazor, as the Torah says. A woman who's innocent and completely free of any sin, she will be, not after going through this ordeal, she not only will be safe from the waters, but she'll have children. But this one who became tamei and really is chus suspending it, she won't have any children. She won't get any better. Ella misnavna v'holechas. She'll actually pine away gradually until lasof himesa bosamis. In the end, she will die when the schus runs out, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, whenever the schus, the merit, will run out, she will in fact die with the same death that is said by a sota who became tamei, the belly swelling and the thigh falling. And therefore, even if you say that the schus will be suspending the punishment, says Rabbi, you don't have to worry about people thinking that the water has no effect and belittling the whole episode of the water. You won't be putting a slander on the innocent woman who drank it, because the waters will do their job anyway. And people will see the difference between a tameya and a tahira, a guilty woman and an innocent woman. Now, where did the Chachamim stand on here? Now, there's a machlokes amarim in the Gemara about this. According to Rav Yosef holds that the Chachamim are of the view that the schus, a merit, will completely suspend punishment, and there will not be this deterioration that will be noticeable on her. And therefore, according to Rav Yosef, the Rebbe argues with the Chachamim. And there we have three different opinions. The Chacham hold completely in, and nothing is going to happen. The schus will be very powerful, and it will stay any effects of the water. Rav Sheshes, however, argues, and he says that even according to the Chacham, there will be a deterioration in her body. It'll gradually get worse, the body. And Rebbe is only really explaining their words. Rashi, however, explains that even Rav Sheshes holds that the Chachamim argue with the last statement of Rabbi. The last statement here in the Mishnah of Rabbi is, at the end, she will die with the same death that happens to all Sodas. That, according to Rashi, the Chachamim will not agree to. That's only Rabbi's opinion. Mishnah Vav. We learned before that if after the Mincha was made sanctified by being put into the klishores, into the special keli of the Beis HaMikdash, if after that the giving to drink was stopped, for example, she said, I'm not drinking, or she said, even after the waters, the Megillah was dissolved, she said, I'm tamei, we said that the mincha gets burnt or scattered over the dashen, over the special place called Beis HaDashen inside the Azorah, inside the temple courtyard. It was reserved there for burning things that Apostle of Kodesh Kadoshim. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that there could be three reasons that the mincha of the Soto will be burnt. One, because of Tumah. if the mincha became tamei after it was placed in the keli, or because the giving to drink is not going to go through for various reasons that we just said, or because of kahuna. If the wife of a kohen, if the kohen is bringing his wife, and he's the one he's bringing the mincha, whether it's a mincha soita or any other mincha, the mincha normally has to be burnt. It's a special halacha by a mincha of a kohen, and we're going to learn about that here. Says the Mishnah, Nitmeis minchasa ad shele kotra bekeli. What happens if the mincha of the soita became tamei before it was sanctified in the keli, before being placed in the keli? Harihi kecholam naches. It's like any other mincha that became tamei before being placed in a klisharis, in a keli, and therefore v'sipada, it can be redeemed. You redeem it for money, and the mincha becomes chulin, becomes ordinary food. You can use it for whatever you want, and the money is holy. Now the money you use to buy another mincha. Why can this be done? Because the mincha was not sanctified in a keli, in a vessel. And so long as it hasn't been sanctified in a vessel, it does not have what's called kedushas haguf. It doesn't have an essential kedusha. It's only got a kedusha for its value. When you sell it, the proceeds become holy. But it itself is not essentially a kedushas haguf, and therefore it can be redeemed. However, says the Mishnah further, v'im mishe kotra bakli. If, however, the mincha became tamei after it was already sanctified by being put in the klishares, then harihi kechol menachas, then it's like all the other type of menachas which became tamei after being sanctified in a keli, and there's no way you can repair it. You can't redeem it. V'sisarif, it has to be burnt. Why? Because once it's been sanctified in a keli, there descends upon it a kedushas haguf, as we call it. It's an essential kedusha, and it can never be redeemed. And once you can't be, and you can't offer it, of course, it's tamei. The only thing you can do with it is burn it in the Beis Hadeshen. Now the Mishnah goes on to tell us other cases where the mincha will be burnt. And the following cases are cases where the mincha, their mincha of the Seder, will have to be burnt because it cannot be offered, nor can it be redeemed. If the woman admits guilt, after the mincha has been placed in the klishares, well, that's it. We can't do anything more. Once she admits guilt, the whole episode of soita stops. Then, the whole idea of the soita is to of the mincha and the, all the and everything else to is to determine whether she's a soita or not, whether she's sinned or not. Once we know if she's admitted it, that's it. Mincha gets burnt. Number two, v'shebo'ula edim shehitmeya, or if witnesses come. And they come to court and they tell us about a soita. They say, this soita, there's no doubt about it, she sinned. You don't have to go through it anything more. And the mincha's already been sanctified by being in the klishores. Well, can't be offered, can't be redeemed, gets burnt. Number three, v'ho'imeres eni shoisa, a woman who says, I do not want to drink it. Even if she's innocent, maybe, but she says, I don't want to drink it. After the mincha's been placed in the keli, you burn it. Number four, v'shebailo eina roitza lashkoisa, or if the husband decides not to go through with giving his wife to drink, he says no. He says I don't want to give her to drink anymore. Number five, v'shebailo ba'al lehabaderech, if the husband lived with her on the road to the Beis Din, and we didn't find out until after the mincha was placed in the keli, again, we do not give the soita to drink in these cases. Once again, the mincha is not fit to be offered, and it's been placed in the keli, so can't be redeemed, gets burnt as well. And finally, says the Mishnah, v'chol hanesuos lakoyanim minchasei nisrafos. The last case the Mishnah mentions is when a girl has been married to a kohen, and then the kohen brings the mincha. The mincha will get burnt as well. What's the reason? There is a rule. Whenever a mincha is brought normally, kmitz is taken, a fistful of flowers is taken, gets offered on the mizbeach, the levoina, the special spice gets offered, and the rest of it is eaten by the kohenim. But if the kohen, if the owner of the mincha was a kohen, there's a special halacha, and the Torah says this, it has to be totally burnt, never ever eaten. Kol minchas kohen kol tia lois ochel. Every mincha of a kohen gets burnt on the mizbeach. Doesn't get burnt like something posel. It gets burnt on the mizbeach. It's a special posuk, special law of mincha of a kohen. Now, what happens if it's a mincha of the wife of the kohen, who was a soita, for example? So that cannot be totally burnt on the mizbeach like a mincha of a kohen. So what we do is we take a kmitzah, like any other mincha, you take a head, the kohen will take a fistful of flour. But after burning that kometz on the mizbeach, instead of the rest of the mincha, the balance of it being eaten like any other mincha that had kmitzah done to it, it gets burnt like a mincha of a kohen that's fully burnt on the mizbeach. We never can't be eaten. And why is that? Because the husband, who is a kohen, has a chelek in the mincha. He's the husband. He has ownership. Whatever a wife owns, so does the husband owns. So since she brings the mincha, it's like the husband owns the mincha. And therefore, what we do with it, you cannot offer it because it's a mincha of a kohen, but you don't burn it on the, it can't be eaten because it's a mincha of a kohen. So what you do is it, what we do with it is, it get the shiraim, the balance of it, will have to be burnt in the Beis HaDashen. Like a mincha that became posel, it gets burnt in the Beis HaDashen. And that's what a Mishnah concludes with. Kol ha-nesu'es like kohen mincha sein nisrafa, as their mincha will get burnt. Not on the Mizbeach, but in the Beis HaDashen.